Penguin Random House Audio presents Puppy Kindergarten, The New Science of Raising a Great Dog by Brian Hare and Vanessa Woods. Read for you by Isabella Rossellini and Daniel Henning.
For Congo, a truly great dog. Introduction, Congo. The principle of the puppy kindergarten starts each day with a long stretch. Congo's giant paws reach over the edge of his extra, extra large bed. His head arches upwards toward his tail. He yawns, rolls over, and gets up. Downstairs, he might snooze in front of the fire until his humans are ready. Then he climbs into the back seat of the car while he's chauffeured to work. Congo always takes the same route from the parking lot to the puppy kindergarten. He walks past a camel statue, then he pauses and takes in the sweeping view of the puppy park where his students are out for recess. There has never been a celebrity more adored by their fans. Just the sight of him sends the puppies into a tail-wagging frenzy. They climb over one another to get to the corner of the fence where he will make first contact, the little paw stepping on the wrinkled faces and pinning floppy ears to the ground. Congo pretends not to notice. He takes his time sniffing each side of the path. He checks in with the human first. He allows one of them to take his leash. "Good morning, Congo. They are ready for you, Congo." Then, taking a deep breath and drawing himself up to his full 3 feet 8 inches, Congo goes to work. Everyone who meets Congo always says, "What a great dog." Congo does not bark unless you ask him to, and has no issue being quiet upon further request. He does not dig in the yard. He does not chase squirrels, cats, or other tempting targets. He greets strange dogs in a friendly, polite manner. He greets new people in the same way. He can, as easily, stroll beside you on a loose leash as accompany you on a 5-mile run. If you're having a crazy day and cannot take him for a walk, he will happily snooze on his bed. He is kind with the elderly and patient with the children. His skill set is impressive. He's strong enough to pull a wheelchair, but gentle enough to pick up a quarter you have dropped on the floor and places it in your hand. He can turn lights on and off, tug open doors, and load your laundry. But more important than the tasks he can do is the comfort he provides. If you have had a hard day, you can ask him to lay his head on your lap. If you need a hug, he will step up carefully into your knees and lay his head on your shoulder. Congo is a retired service dog, although now that he is a principal of the puppy kindergarten, he is not really retired. He is a test pilot for our research, helps raise the puppies, and more than anything, has shown us what service dogs have to teach us about how to raise great family dogs. Living with a great dog is one of the true joys in life. No matter how disappointed they might be that the morning walk wasn't twice as long, or that their secret hopes for a surprise second dinner didn't materialize, they are always happy to see us when we walk through the door. They are eternally optimistic, always sure that the next super awesome great thing is right around the corner. They bring us outdoors into the fresh air and encourage us to stop and explore places we would never go otherwise. They are great listeners, and most important, they bear witness to our lives, to every triumph and tragedy. And they are the constant loving present from the day they arrive until the day they leave us. Almost any puppy, if loved, will show tremendous devotion to the people who raise them. And every dog is unique. Anyone who has had more than one dog knows this. We love dogs, but we fall in love with their funny quirks and idiosyncrasies. There are dogs who can unlatch gates and dogs who love riding cars. There are small dogs who think they are apex predators and giant dogs who are afraid of their reflections. Some dogs love to play with toys and others just want to be near you. But sometimes there is a mismatch between a dog and a certain lifestyle. A dog with boundless energy will struggle in an apartment with owners who work long hours. A dog that frequently barks may bother the neighbors. Sometimes our expectations are too high. Puppy can get sick, chew furniture, and eat poop. Puppies need to be bathed, trained, and walk in all weather. They can pull on their leashes, and if it's raining, they can refuse to walk or go to the bathroom. They have preferences and motivations that do not always match ours. In worst cases, this mismatch is so serious that the bond is broken. Aggression toward people, especially children, separation anxiety, destructive chewing, soiling, and incessant barking are some of the behavior everyone who brings home a puppy wants to raise a great dog. What does it take? What do we need to know about how dogs develop to make sure we are the best puppy parents possible? These are some of the most complex and most important questions we can ask as dog lovers. We want to use what we have learned from our research with Service Dog to write a book addressing these questions. Dog lovers to dog scientists. Our path to becoming puppy experts was indirect. We were two dog lovers who have lived with dogs all our lives. We also happen to be scientists, fascinated with what animals can teach us about cognition. From the Congo Basin to Siberia, we have challenged a variety of animals. From our closest primate relatives, bonobos and chimpanzees, to more distant relatives like wolves, coyotes and foxes, with puzzles, games and tests to uncover what they understand and in some cases don't understand about the world. We based our tests on experimental games first used with infants and young children. We also work with infant and adolescent animals to understand how their cognition develops compared to our own. This means we have spent years studying how different baby animals grow up. Often we found that animals are more like us than everyone suspected. Our experimental work has helped show that we share the world with other sophisticated beings with rich mental lives. One of our main findings is that dogs as a species have a social genius for cooperating and communicating with humans. This ability was enhanced by domestication. But some dogs have more of this social intelligence than others, even as puppies. It was when we saw these meaningful differences between individual dogs that we decided to apply our scientific discoveries to the real-world problems of raising great dogs, both for service and for families. Congo also took a circuitous path to the Duke Puppy Kindergarten. Before coming to live with us, he was a service dog with the Canine Companions, the largest service dog provider in the United States. Canine Companions breeds, raises, and trains dogs who assist people with a range of physical and developmental disabilities. Donations allow Canine Companions, a nonprofit organization, to provide each client with a service dog free of charge. We work with many wonderful service dogs organizations, including North Carolina-based Ears, Eyes, Nose, and Paws. However, Canine Companion is our main partner. Founded in 1975, Canine Companion is one of the largest service dog organizations in the world. At no cost for their clients, they have placed thousands of dogs with people all across the United States. For over 35 years, Canine Companions has bred their own dogs, a combination of Labradors and Golden Retrievers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?